بني آدم.
WSHS 567. Here is mobile.
Hey, good morning, Sam. We got you in the WRWB 49. Yeah, go ahead there, Sam. We got you in there.
Okay. Mike, I was watching the head and she was running another vehicle and stuff.
Yeah, you must be mobile. Your signal's kind of, picket fencing there.
Is that better?
It's still picket fencing a little bit, but I could still understand you.
Yeah, I see. I keep losing signal.
Go ahead there, Zero. We hear you in there just barely, but we got you in there. Yeah, it's kind of hard to decipher you, man. I mean, I got you in there, but your signal's a little weak. Maybe if you moved around in like a different spot, you know, you might do all right. But right now it's just kind of hard to decipher. Yeah, I got you in there, but it's just a little choppy.
At the gas station, Mike, WSHS 5-6, monitoring.
Yeah, copy that.
WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
WSHF 567. Sam, I am. Monitoring. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning out there, guys. WRWB 49.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everybody. WSBT 754.
Good morning, Charlie.
What's going on there, Charlie?
Oh, running about 7-8 minutes late, dodging traffic.
Just had to get that last cup of coffee down before you left, huh?
And that freaking pillow just would not let go.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it won't be long. There's going to be a little frost on the pumpkin, man. It's chilly out here today.
Yeah, it's probably 45 up by you.
Well, just barely climbed to 52 and just went by Gibraltar. And there goes the sewing machine.
Well, yeah, it was 48 when I woke up, but I imagine up by you it was a little cooler, I would think, you know, on your home front.
Yeah, there's going to be no more stepping outside in shorts for that morning smoke, that's for sure.
No, probably not.
Oh, thank you.
You're cloudy and rainy.
You guys had a perfect double, evenly mixed. Let's see, I gotta hand it to somebody. What was that, Mike? And then hand it over to Charlie.
It says, what are we supposed to be getting today? Sun or rain?
I think, you know, partly cloudy or sunny. I don't think the rain was just one day yesterday, but I haven't looked to tell you the truth, but that's what I think based on days before. Charlie?
Well, looking out my window now, I don't see any clouds, a couple stars, but I don't believe it's going to rain today. And hopefully they get some asphalt down. Go ahead, Sam. I know you're just monitoring, but go ahead anyway. Whose fault? Asphalt? Go ahead, Sam.
I got nothing to add to the conversation right now, guys.
Dump it in there, boy.
Morning time, Chief Charlie. I don't know you. My name is Sam Otto Warren. I'm a small engine technician, and nice to talk to you.
Yep, I hear you almost every morning, Sam. And most of the time when I do hear you, I'm too far away to get back. Well, good morning, and nice to meet you.
What do you do for a living, Charlie?
I'm a CNC programmer, operator, at a contractor that we do for defense. Pretty much a shop we're at with a little bit of authority that I don't want.
That's 10-4.
About 1.5 more years anyway. Yeah, but you can't wait. I whine about it every day, Paul. Every stinking day. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I'm sure you don't have too much more to go, and you'll be living it up in what, Florida?
Maybe Georgia. Georgia Street. And it switched over here.
Still getting in.
He forgot to give his other stats there. He's Sam, and he's 6'8" tall, 332 pounds, and I think that's it.
TV, that's all.
Still here.
Alright, well, midweek, hump day they call it. From here it's all downhill to the weekend. And even faster for Charlie, he's only got one more day after today. Man, how sweet is that?
Yeah, this would be my Thursday, and definitely looking forward to it.
How lucky is that, you know?
Yeah, I wish it was every week like that. Our night shift works 4/10, so they get every Friday off. Unfortunately, I just get every other.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, right?
Yeah, I'd still rather be days. I work nights there many times, and I'm not a night guy. I like my mornings and get out and have some kind of life. I think you got a pretty good gig. You know, 5 days 1 week, you know, 4 days the next, back and forth. That's not bad. No, it ain't too bad. once you get used to it, it's not bad at all. I mean, it ain't four times and every Friday off, but it's better than most.
Yeah, I haven't worked midnights in a long time. But when I did, you know, I didn't mind it. Wasn't so bad.
Yeah, it ain't the first time I talked to Paul when I was on night shift. Used to catch him and Aggie out there late at night. And then, and morning time, I went back to days. They swapped me back and forth several times. But I put my foot down. I'm not doing it again. I'm staying right where I'm at.
I don't know. On the weekend, you know, staying up late for me is a rarity because, I mean, unless it was the weekends, man, I don't stay up late, man. I get up early in the morning, 4 in the morning, so, yeah, I don't really stay up too late, so, I don't know. Unless it was the weekend, maybe I might push the envelope a little bit, but back in those days,
it's probably been at least 10 years ago anyway. I've been at this place 14, and maybe even a little longer than that, 10, 11 years ago.
Well, when that, 10 years ago maybe, but I think I've only been on about 10 years, so. Well, anyways, the good old days. I have the advantage of, like, a lot of those other radio guys, you know, and me and Mike, you'll understand, Sam, too, you know. Hey, we work for a living.
Yeah, a lot of them up there by Port Huron. The ones that are on the radio are normally the ones that are unemployed.
Yes. Artificially retired way before their prime.
Is that why they call it the town of old money or no money?
Mailbox watchers.
That's funny.
I was eating at, what the heck's the name of that diner? It used to be called Powers Diner right there on Military. Now it's called Nicky D's. Looks like an old diner car from like the 1950s. And she told me that, the waitress.
No, I've never been to that place, even when it was Powers. Never made it by there. But it's a cool-looking joint, man. When it was Powers, it was nice-looking. I haven't seen it in a while, Mike. I rarely ever get up that way anymore.
Every now and then, you know, my job will have me fill in up there. And sometimes, you know, I don't mind the drive. I mean, I'm working out that way anyway. It's like, you know, what the heck, a change of scenery.
I'm not sure. Where is that place at?
Right on Military Street or Avenue. And like Gratiot, somewhere in that. It's like right downtown. Right by the old, Bramble ship that they use for tours.
Downtown where?
Port Huron.
Oh, okay. Well, I probably missed that in the conversation, so I didn't know what we were talking about. Yeah, I'm not too familiar with the area up there, so. And WSHM 738 to keep it legal.
WSBT 754. All right, guys, I'm in the parking lot. Time to make the drill. Catch you tomorrow. WSBT 754.
Good morning.
catch you later. 49. And it's like right across.
Let the jamming begin.
I paid no mind to that tomfoolery. I mean, eventually, you know, they're going to get caught with their hands in a cookie jar. I mean, well, they already have, I mean, essentially. But, I mean, it's, you know, it's just a matter of time when it all, you know, comes out and life unfolds as it should.
Well, from what I understand, bunch of unhappy people, Mike. They're going to drive themselves into trouble.
Well, they better have a thick enough billfold to dig their way out.
Yeah, so what else is going on, anything?
Oh, nothing much. Just,
Yeah, they're jamming you, Mike. You know which one that is. That's, the mattress converter.
God. What do they call that, mellow yellow?
Well, the one guy that lives with his sister out here said it best. It's going to get worse, and it has got worse. Almost like he has the inside scoop. I forgot what his name was. What's his name? He said just a little over a week or so ago that it's going to get worse. He was right. It got worse. He was right. He had the inside scoop. He must know people.
He must. Anyway. The Russians back in town. They finally found a replacement for Neil Peart. On tour.
Yeah, well. As far as I'm concerned, Mike, they can rip the whole damn thing down out here. Links and all. Wouldn't faze me a bit. You know, you could always get your ham a license, Mike. Brush up, study up, get that, and move on, right? A lot of places to go there. Just don't act like a little idiot once you get your license. I know you won't, but...
You're not supposed to act like a... When you sign that document, you know, it tells you what... They act like a fool, so... You know... Yeah, I know. Because that every 5 years, they, change the questionnaire pool.
Yeah, but it's all published stuff, so, you know, as long as you're looking at the right database.
Yeah, I know. There's a bunch of different places to go to. I started a little bit, and I just kind of brushed it off to the wayside. You know, when I initially went the first time, I didn't even study, and I missed it by four, so... And a lot of it was, like, common sense stuff. But this was back in 2009. And that was back when they still were doing testing over at the Salvation Army there in Mount Clemens.
Yeah, and I mean, you'll know when you're looking at the right question pool. I'm not sure how often they're refreshed or whatever, but they should be dated, saying when they're good for and when they end, right? So... should have all that information handy. It wouldn't take you very long to do it. Just keep going through it. the question pool. You always should just read the question and the correct answer. Move on to the next one. Question, the correct answer. Don't cloud your mind with all the incorrect answers, right? And then when you take this test, magically there's one that kind of stands out. So that's the trick for some people.
Yeah, copy. Well, here's one that's fitting. Just, you know, got the TV on and just so happens Mike and the mechanics come on. You know, can you hear me running? Sounds fitting, right?
I suppose in many ways. All right, well, I'm getting close, so I'll catch you later, Mike. I got to make my donut stop here this morning and jump back on the freeway, and by then I'm kind of out of range a little bit, so don't bother getting back on. I will catch you later. Have a good morning. 7-3, as they say in the other band. WSHM 738. Good morning.
Okay, we'll catch. This is WSHM.
Okay, back in from getting my coffee. Mike, are you still there? Over.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm still here.
All right, I'm going to convert over to the stereo here in a few minutes, but I had to make my normal stop and get my coffee and bagel this morning, so...
Yes,
she called getting her done. All right, good morning, Sam. Just in here for a few minutes. I'm going to convert over to the satellite radio, but good morning there again.
It's a satellite radio. Another way to communicate, or are you talking about satellite radio for, like, FM AM?
Yeah, satellite, you know, Sirius FM, all right, Sirius radio, satellite radios, music.
That's 10-4. Well, you have yourself a good day, Paul. WSHF 567, Sam, I am. Hey, Mike, you have a good day. I'm listening. All right, we'll catch you, Sam. I take it you're almost on your way to work there, Paul.
I'm on my way, yeah. I make my normal stop every morning to get a coffee and a bagel. Sometimes a donut. Sometimes a croissant. Sometimes a muffin. Sometimes a cup of chili with some oyster crackers.
Sounds good right about now, to be honest with you.
I can eat cold pizza in the morning. I can eat a lot. I mean, chili, it doesn't matter to me, man. I mean, I can have eggs and hash browns and toast and all that good stuff. It don't matter.
That's how I am. Like, pizza, yeah, I eat that for breakfast cold. Do that all the time. Well, not, I wouldn't say all the time, but, you know, quite often.
5:59 and the jamming stopped.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I just pay attention to times and actions. All right. See you later. I gotta go. I gotta get back to my satellite radio. You guys have a good one. So 7-3. WSHM 738.
All right, we'll catch you later. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by. Thank you.
probably SFT 902. 973, you got it on. WSFT 902, 973. Today. You got it on. And no response, 973. WSFT 902. Listening. Listening? You don't even sound like you're awake. There he is. Morning, my brother. Morning, right back to you. What's up? I don't know. I've been up since, 5 o'clock or so. Maybe it was 4 o'clock. It was probably 4 o'clock. Anyways, Frank's brother, Ed, passed away the day before yesterday. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, man. That's a bummer. My condolences. Yeah, I must have been what, Monday morning. So I went to the store, grabbed all the parts I needed for the car, for my truck. And I was just getting ready to go out there and start working on stuff, and we got the call. So they were ended up at the hospital for all that night. Yeah. So needless to say, my truck still ain't working yet, so. It's all right, man. You'll get it. Get what they call hang-up is not the word. Hang-up ain't the word, but that's a bummer, man. It is. Like I said, my condolences off to him, and don't worry, man. You'll get it. Just a matter of getting there and doing it without all the interruptions. Like I said, it ain't the point of that. Things happen in life, as you can tell, so. But yeah, now, I got my hands full with this now, so. Yeah, Roger that. Now, you should be able to, I can't say that, because God knows what kind of surprises, what more surprises you'll run into on that, but as long as you take your time and just don't get frustrated and start manhandling stuff and breaking things. You know how it can get sometimes. Anybody, gets frustrating, you just stay screwed and start wrenching on stuff and things snap and break. And just because you're dealing with a pretty rough situation there, and things are all rusted into place and stuff. You gotta, deal with that. But, you'll get it. I guarantee you. Well, of course, you'll get it. It's just, like I said, you gotta clear your mind and then go at it. Yeah, no, Roger that. Like I said, I already got a game plan in my head, so not the point of that. The point I have to get it done now. Now the weather changed. Yeah, that last night's day, I was hoping to get it done, but it is what it is at this point. Yeah, Roger that. I think you're working today. Yeah, sir. Guess everybody's coming down and flying in probably Friday and Saturday, so we'll figure it out. Yeah, all right. And it got cold this morning, man. Geez, I woke up and I was shivering all over the place. Wasn't that bad when I went to bed, but yeah, it's what am I looking at here? 47 out. A balmy heat wave, 47 out there, right? That's all right, that's good working weather. Sunday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday was just, come around noontime, it was just so humid, and I mean, you were wearing it, so I don't mind a little cooler weather, so.
Yeah, I hear you. No, I'm just saying that, you know, it's stark contrast from last night. I had to shut the fans down. I told Brenda, I said, man, I got up this morning. I said, I was shivering, actually shivering. She said, well, it beats waking up hot. And I was like, oh, yeah, you got that right. I guess that's a good report. But, yeah, it's amazing. I still have my window open. I still have my fans in the window, but I got my shades closed down, and I don't have the fan running. It's just cool enough in here. I'm not freezing, but nice and cool, so I'm just sitting here drinking my coffee and looking at some Joe Biden stuff here, okay?
Oh, Lord, I wouldn't even go back and look at that one, but that's all good. So, anyways, I'm going to finish getting dressed here and get ready to get out the door. But I want to give you the news. Well, Frank should be down here this weekend. So, unfortunately.
Yeah, all right. No, this is mainly a video of all of Joe Biden's mess-ups and stuff, and gaffes. I guess they call them gaffes. I just happened to see it. I was like, yeah, I already seen all of them probably, you know, through the election process. But I just watch him again. He's all, you know, don't know where the hell he's at, and, you know, mispronouncing words. It's just crap like that, but, hey, if Frank comes down, you know, pass my condolences off to him. You know, tell him I send my condolences, man. I know it's got to be tough on him, too. So, all right, man, go ahead and get yourself some coffee and get your stuff together. And I'll just be sitting here drinking my coffee, trying to wake up. I woke up an hour ago, and I'm already on my second cup, and I'm still trying to work it in there. So, we'll catch in a little bit, I'll be around somewhere I should be. WSZ 793, I'm out after yours.
Hi, Roger, yeah, he is taking it hard, he took it real hard yesterday, so, I'll definitely pass that along, and, we'll just take it as we go, so. Anyhow, WSFC 902, I'll be listening.
Right, do that.
WSBT 814, mobile and modern. Good morning.
WSKC 490, good morning.
Morning. Going or coming from right
now? Getting hard to hear you, but I am currently heading to work over at McComb.
gonna master the trimming. This sucks, man.
Hey, did you catch the new drummer for Rush? I guess Geddy Lee say they're going back out.
Yeah, it's supposed to be your girl, ain't it?
Annika Niles. And Geddy Lee said when Neil Peart died that they're done, there'll be no more Rush, and look what's going on. Yeah, that's all I had to say. 202 and we're back out.
Yeah, right after that. I haven't heard her, but, yeah. I guess when the money starts running low, what are you going to do?
Yeah, roger that. Or it's just in your blood, eh? One or the other. Yeah, I heard it last night.
Yeah, all right, man, get back in the queue. I gotta finish what I'm doing here. I'm texting somebody and, you know, that thing going here. So I'll get back in a little bit. WSFZ 793, I'm quiet.
WSU 202, clear.
WSJF 896, Mother.
WSIC 866 monitoring. WSMZ793, WSIC S866. Hey Dave, you around?
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring. WSGG 772, mobile, on the mobile.
WSMZ 793, WSI 6, how about it? WSIC 866, clear and monitoring.
RWB 49, what's Santa Fe?
Good afternoon, Mike, WSBT 754.
What's going on there, Charlie?
Hell, usual, eastbound standstill.
Got one more stop today and then I'll be done. So, I won't know about the I-94 situation.
It's just the usual. A little backed up between Shook Road and 23 Mile. Well, I should say 26, so, you know, same old thing.
Some moron this morning, you know, I'm going down one of these dirt roads and some moron decides, oh, I'm going to put my trash right out in the middle of the road. You know, for someone to just blast right through it. Take out the front end.
Well, now that was awful considerate of them.
Not too bright. It's like holy crap. Like their bulb must have burnt out.
Yeah, we was cruising along here just a little bit ago. This girl in the Ford Focus decided she was going to put her car in between me and the guy ahead of me, and there was barely enough room there to put a little smart car in, and she was coming anyway, man. By God, I'm taking that spot.
Is she a blonde or something?
I didn't hit her, she didn't hit me, but another coat of paint and it probably would have been different.
Man, that's not good. Situations like that at
94. Yep, every day, man, every day. Once you get past 26, then it opens up, but between Shook Road and 26, it just gets so tight, man. Man, right now I'm getting to 23, so everybody that was hauling butt up the right lane, they're going to want to get over to the middle lane, and people are diving out of there to the left lane, and same thing, same complaint every day, you know.
I hear you there.
Oh, well, one more day and that's it. I'm ready for the weekend. Oh, there's a problem. There's a cop up here. Well, that explains it.
I guess around like the, 238,
237? Nah, he's got a car going up on the record right at the get off ramp to 23 Mile.
I actually 243 already.
Yep, just went under it. Remember me telling you about that machine that broke down the other day?
Telling me the machine's like from like the 1940s.
retrofitted a what they call a Vera drive, continuously speed, you know, up and down. It's got a clutch very similar to snowmobiles, and it got burned up, you know, the bearings and whatnot. Well, I got two of those machines. I actually got four of them. Two of them, one with the Vera drive on it. The other two got the old style, just motor and pulleys. You change the speed by changing belts to different pulleys. I wouldn't be shocked, man, that the first one, my number one, it burned up. Same problem as the other one, man. Same exact problem. Couple bearings went out in it, and it started making noise today. So now I got two of them down waiting on parts. They didn't bother ordering the parts to the first one until today, and right after they ordered them, I went in and said, hey, guess what? And the other one did the same thing. The same exact problem, man, 2 days in a row.
Isn't that something? Yeah, I got a drill press at home. It's a floor standing model. And to change the speed, you got to get up there and pull the cover off and change out the belt, you know, and put it on the, or change the belt to different size pulley.
Yeah, yeah. One of the machines, I've got four, like I said. Two of them got a Vera drive on it. And my number three, so I got one, two, three, and four. Number one and two are Vera drives. Both of those went bad. Number three, it you change speed by changing the belts to the pulleys, you know, up and down. And then number four's got a real old-style gearbox that it took me a little bit to figure out how to get that thing to change speed. You got to turn it, pull it out for one speed, push it back in, turn it, and for another speed. Pull it back out for another speed. It's really crazy, man. And, but it, you know, it seems to work. I didn't even know it did that until today. But, so I had to take one job out of one of those machines and put it over on the number four. And it's been a nightmare week, man. Just, I'm ready for it to be over.
Thank you for telling me the horror stories like that. He was a metal model maker for like his career at the tech center there in Warren. And then when he moved a lot of that stuff out to Pontiac, he went into you know, building a mock-up, or, you know, a design.
Yeah, these things are, they're good machines. If, you know, if they didn't have all the Vera drives on them and whatnot, it was just strictly pulleys and motors, yeah, I wouldn't have a problem. But, you know, and I got two with the Vera drive, another with an old-style gearbox, and the plate that tells you how to adjust everything is old and worn. You can't read it. And, oh, man, it's, I'll be glad when I'm done working, Mike. I ain't got much hair left, but I'm pulling out what I do have.
I get it, because my dad said, you know, when he was working, you know, here, they got all these brand new machines that they're giving to us over in China, and then here, he's working with, like, the 19th, that was first built, and he, you know, cost that his bosses.
Yeah, it's not fun trying to figure out something like that, you know. I didn't even know this thing had that old gearbox on it. It really, I mean, it's not obvious. That's the thing about it. It's not obvious. But I was setting it up, and I happened to notice this crank or this handle. And I was asking the girl that works for me. I said, I ain't never seen that before. I wonder what it does. Well, I pulled it out. And when I pulled it out, it made a lot of noise, like it was shifting gears. So I hurried up and shut it off. I'm like, I wonder if this is a gearbox. And finally got it to shift into a gear and turn it back on. Now it's going faster. I'm like, holy crap, it is a gearbox. Look at that thing go now, man. That's awesome.
sometimes it's that way, you know, you learn new things, you get on the job.
Yeah, you start turning knobs, pulling switches and levers and see what happens, that's how.
I hit rush on.
Yeah, I don't know where you're at, but you're getting a little bit choppy. I can get most of what you're saying, but you're a bit choppy.
That's over here by Washington and Green Street.
Oh, isn't that New Baltimore? They got you all over the place sometimes, don't they?
Sometimes go ahead and be over there in downtown.
Yeah, I ain't too crazy about the drive I have every day, but at least I know where the hell I'm going. And I know where I'm going to be out of there. That's the only thing.
Anyway, I'm starting to lose you here, man, so I will talk to you in the AM. RWB 49, and we'll catch you later.
Okay, Mike, drive safe, buddy. We'll catch you in the morning, man. WSCT 754.
WSFT 902, 973, you got it on?
WRUU 850.
What's up? WSFT 793.
Hey man, same old, same old. Just ran out and grabbed a bowl of, felt like a bowl of chili with onions and cheese, a little ground beef. So it's gonna be dinner tonight. Keep the carbs low. That's about it. Mama wanted a hamburger, so she likes the hamburgers from the Coney Island up the corner. So just doing that, go back while we watch the rest of the Tiger game. That's about it.
Yeah, Roger that. I just turned it on. Damn change of weather. Got my leg, my left leg hurting pretty good and stuff, so hasn't been a really great day. Man, I would kill for a bowl of homemade chili right now, let me tell you. I'm a homemade chili fanatic. Well, anything but canned, in other words. Man, especially on a day like this, I can go for some of that. But, yeah, feeling any better?
Yeah, I am. Thanks for asking. I'm feeling pretty good. I got it. Kind of got like still got some something going on, but it's pretty much gone. It is lingered, I'll tell you what. Hold on. brakes kind of suddenly there and didn't want my food flying off the seat. There's lingering resistance. I came down with this, it'll be 3 weeks this Friday. The day after tomorrow. It'll be 3 weeks, and I'm not completely clear. That's a long time.
Oh, Shirley, how's your health?
I believe some people's different, some people last a little longer. It's all right, though, but it's clearing up, so just give it a day or two more, you should be back in the swing. This is crazy, man. I woke up this morning, I was shivering all over the place and had to pull the fans and close the window and everything and stuff, but this weather's jacking with my left leg. I got the arthritis down here, and it's like the cold, the change from cold to hot. The hot to cold like the jack with it there, Roger.
Yeah, I was going to ask what the problem was with the leg, but yeah, the arthritis can do it. I'm pretty good. It's not the weather changes that get me, but I'll get like something going on up my shoulder. I play a lot of darts. I play a lot of steel pit darts. And my shoulder will get all stiff and kind of funky, throw me off. And I haven't noticed that in a while, so knock on wood. I don't know if I work through it or what, but I got to count myself as lucky. Be as old as far as I am and fairly healthy. Fat, you know. But losing my hair, but I can't complain. I'm healthy.
I bet your old lady's real healthy there, Sherman.
Yeah. Fat and healthy is better than skinny and unhealthy. I guess you could say that. I don't know. I just made that up. I don't know what the hell. But, I have a little bit of my left shoulder, too. A little bit of the arthritis in my left shoulder, too, and but it's rare. But it once in a while, just once in a great while, you know, it'll give me some problems, but not nowhere like this lake does there, but you know. Alright, very good. Well, I'll let you get on with your business. Get home, get some of that homemade chili. Oh, I want some chili. Watch the game and have yourself a good evening there, and it's great talking to you there, okay?
All right, Sammy, I'm just pulling down the street here, so I'm going to get inside and get to it. Take care, enjoy. Maybe I'll catch you a little later on after I get settled in. But I am back in the drive, so catch you in a bit. WRUU850.
Oh, man, hear me just in time. I'm just...
Yeah, Roger that. All right, very good. We'll catch you a little bit. I'll probably have it out. WSFZ 793, and I'm clear.
Hey, Jeremy. How's your old lady?
WRVS 713, do you copy? WRVS 713, do you copy? Negative on WRVS 713. WFGG 772, Shelby Township Mobile Monitoring.
No, thing is, it's just too early day, and right now you can save £50 per person.
WSFZ 793, monitoring. WSAL 946, monitoring. About time you woke up.
Yeah. Well, no, I was up. I watched the Tiger game and kicked the radio on a couple half hours ago, maybe. Just sucking up the cooler weather, I guess.
Yeah, Rod. I had it on, had it off, turned it on, turned it off. The damn change from warm to cold, man, got my left leg all messed up, and I can only sit here so long. I had to get up, lay down again and stuff. But I just turned it on like about 45 minutes ago and stuff. Talked to Sean a minute, and that was it, man, just hanging out, man, so what's happening?
Well, Tigers won big time today, so I guess they're, this is the first round of the playoffs. This is the elimination. So we're going back to Seattle. It's probably going to be Friday, I would think.
Yeah, well, that's cool. They won. That's good news there. So, yeah, ain't not much to report over here. Like I said, I'm in pain, but not much I can do about it. Whenever it goes from cold to hot, hot to cold, man, it jacks with me. And some days it's pretty bad. Today's one of them days. But it was dead out here anyway, so I just turned it off and wasn't too many people out here today.
Yeah, copy that. Doctors give you anything for your pain?
They did, but nothing ever works. Nothing works. Even the high-end stuff, it don't, the high-end stuff works, Norks and stuff, they work, but they don't work, so I don't give a crap. Some days, though, it's so bad that even Norks and stuff don't help it, so I don't care, I just let it go till it goes away.
They put me on, what the heck is this stuff called? I stopped taking it because it wouldn't do anything. And I told the doc, which I haven't seen in months and months, this ain't working. So we'll double up on it. I'm like, no, I really don't need it. I can't remember the name of this stuff.
Yeah, there's all kinds out there. The high-end stuff that it is, everybody that you try to talk to the doctor about, and they think you're a druggie or something. Usually it's a gabapentin along with meloxicam. That's usually what they'll give you. Try to avoid having to give you the, what I say is the good stuff, even though the good stuff doesn't work for me either, so I don't give a crap. You know, I mean, I would take regular Tylenol if it helped. But nothing seems to help. It's not every day. It's just some days, you know, the weather changes, it hurts. A couple Tylenol and stuff, and I'm okay. You know, it doesn't kill it, but it makes it tolerable. But some days like this, man, from the sudden drop, man, it's really whacking up. It's starting to feel all right now. I'm not hurting as bad as I was. But I can only sit here so long and, you know, move around in the chair trying to find a comfortable position, and finally I just say to hell with it and I go over to bed and just lay down.
Yeah, roger that. That's, you just said it's exactly what they gave me. They have a pension. They just double it up and then, no, it's just not doing a thing for me. But I understand. Dave, I understand. Some days are, can be hell.
Yeah, I know you understand. You're going through the same, probably almost what it sounds like, same exact deal I am. That's why I tell you, I can, you know, chat with you about it a little bit, because you understand what's happening. Nobody else seems to, you know, and that's okay. I don't expect everybody to understand anyway. You're not me, so you might, you know, not you personally, but Ralph, but people, you know, you try to tell them and, oh, that's a bummer, man. It's bad to hear it, you know. You try this, you try that, and it's like, dude, you're not me, man. You don't know what this feels like. But like I've said before, man, after a while, I've been going through it for so long that your body kind of, you kind of get used to it in a way. You know, you just succumb to the fact that it ain't never going to go away. You're going to have to make it part of the lifestyle or whatever I'm trying to say there. Roger.
Yeah, I've come to the realization that things ain't gonna go back to the way they used to be. You know, we deal with it. You know, that's all you can do. You got to go forward. You know, you can't sit around too much on it.
Exactly. So. But it ain't no big deal. I don't want to go into all of it out here, all this crap. Just, you know, I'm just saying that's what's happening with me today. So tomorrow, hopefully everything will be okay. Now watch it go all the way to warm again tomorrow, and I run into the same deal. What you got on for tonight?
Well, a whole lot of nothing. I'm just, YouTube in here a little bit. I'm gonna get back to it in a few minutes here. AWSIL 946 for ID.
Yeah, same here. I just brought up YouTube. I just got done watching a movie, Stalin, the prison movie on Tubi there, but WSFZ 793 ID. I just brought up the YouTube just now. I'm going to see what's been happening. And I've been watching a lot on this Buford Pusser thing. All the investigations and stuff, and, you know, his statement and all the stuff. The guy's guilty. I mean, I got to say it. It looks to me like he is, but it's what it is, though. But I'm going to watch something different now. I'm about Buford Pussered out.
You gotta refresh my memory. Buford Pusser. I know he was a lawman, but and I remember a movie, but help me out here.
In McNairy County, Tennessee, he was a hero, supposedly. That's where they came out with the movies Walking Tall. But come to find out recently, so ago. He supposedly was in an ambush, and he was driving with his wife in the car, and somebody pulled up alongside him and started shooting away, and la, 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 la. Well, anyway, they come to find out that they have enough evidence and everything to prove that he shot his wife, he killed her, and then tried to make it look like it was an ambush, because she was getting ready to divorce him and whatever else. But they're coming, but they come up with all kinds of stuff. He was taking payoffs from, some of the whiskey joints and stuff. It's pretty much proven. I mean, this guy doing it, man, you know, he's getting reports and stuff from the county itself and everything, and used his own statements and stuff to the TBI, and then his statements to the other investigators and stuff, and none of it jives, man. It's all different. Every statement he gave is different and stuff, and the head prosecutor there in Tennessee said that, announced on the news conference that if Buford Pusser was alive today, he'd be charged, he'd be indicted and charged with the murder of his wife.
Ah, no kidding. No kidding. I'm going to check into it, but not right now. Thing tonight. Fox, and then I'll probably listen to some MSNBC, maybe some, let's see.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff on YouTube about it, but there's this one guy, he's got a channel, Mike Elan, I believe that's what his name is. He's got everything. He's done a full investigation. He used to be a homicide investigator and stuff in Tennessee and everything. And, you know, he got into his cold case file stuff, but found all kinds of stuff. And it's pretty convincing, man. I mean, it's pretty convincing. So I was watching that, but I think I'm going to give it a break for now and watch something else. Maybe see if my buddy Shango's out there working on a radio or TV or something. Watching one of these videos. I like watching these guys. All right, man. I'll go ahead and let you get on with yourself and do what it is you're going to do and watch the videos and hang out. But I'll have it on, man, in case you want to yap there, okay?
All right, brother. All right. WSAL 946. Good hearing you, Dave. Sounding good. I'm going to go clear here.
All right, my friend. Well, it's good hearing you. Good talking to you. Glad you're all right. You're still kicking. Sometimes, you know, if I don't hear from you all day or for a day or two, I get to wondering a little bit. Nothing major. That's good to know you're still kicking around. Anyway, we'll talk to you in a little bit. WSFZ 793, and I'm clear, listening.
Copy, Dave.
FFT 902, 973, you got it on still?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I'm mobile again, just got it fixed, bled it out. They're a little spongy, but it'll work for now. You know, I'll tighten it up later.
Yeah, well, as long as you can stop, that's the thing, no. So, to go smoother, did you have a hard time?
I nothing really went smooth, you know that. I did get them bled, though, so it's something. Again, they're a little spongy, but, I mean, they're not all the way up there, but they're like halfway there. They're born halfway there, so. Just need to probably bled out a little bit more, and I'll probably throw some front pads on the front of it and call it a day for a minute.
Probably use them for a little bit, you know what I mean, and then get a chance sometime down the road to run through the bleeding process again, get it all out of there. Just work them in for now, I suppose. So, what else is going on?
Yeah, you know, just dealing with all the aftermath of what happened, so, I don't know. Like I said, take it as it comes. It is what it is. there? What happened?
Nothing. I just keyed up. I said, did Frank show up?
I ain't coming down until probably Friday, so.
Yeah. Well, now that you got that done, what do you got now for the rest of the evening?
I'm going to get my belly full of food and go out, dude. I worked hard today, bro. I don't know. You know. About it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, this sudden change in temperatures. Been playing hell with my leg today, and I'm getting ready here in a few to go to bed. Lay down, because it's getting hard to sit here, and I keep moving and shifting positions and stuff, and it's not helping. I took me some Tylenols here, and hopefully I'll be able to sleep. But yeah, that's all I was doing. I just watched a little YouTube, and then I was gonna shut it down and go to bed. Wasn't much action out here today, anyway. I shut it off, go lay down, get up, turn it on, nothing going on. I'm pretty dead.
Oh, Roger, I heard you guys talking earlier, so, you know, I had it on for a minute, see what was going on, so keep up on things, so.
And it's just one of them days, you know, ain't nothing to it, but just like I said, just doing what I'm doing, and got my ice water here, and it was cold this morning. I woke up, man. I was freezing to death almost, man. I think I talked to you this morning, didn't I?
I don't even know, Dave. I got so much going on right now, I couldn't tell you if I did or didn't.
That's me. I can't remember if I did or didn't. I know I talked to you last night, but and I think on the phone, too, but I can't remember if I talked to you this morning, but yeah, it was cold, man. Finally had to pull the fan out of the window and close it, man. It got a little too cold, man. I was sitting here with my comforter on and around me and stuff, man. I was still cold, so I pulled the fan and shut the window. And like I said, now I'm just existing, just whatever the case may be.
Right on. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do for now. I mean, it is what it is. My back's killing me. Shit, this weather's got me all. My joints are all hurting. I'm pretty busted up too, so.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, this is one of my bad days. The thing is, it's not my right leg now this time, it's my left. Usually it's my right that gives me problems, but no, it's my left one now. Me and everything and stuff. And like I said, there was times, man, I had to get up and lay down because it was the only position I can get into that it didn't hurt. And I didn't really doze off or anything. I just lay there and, you know, I got that radio next to the bed and that shortwave radio, I turn it on and listen to it and just lay there, but then I'd get up, come back, sit down, everything's okay for a little while, and then start getting uncomfortable, and nobody's out here, and this and that, and I just go back there and lay down again, but I know I'm hoping I'll be able to sleep tonight. I should. I got some of these, Tylenol PMs here. I'm going to take a couple of them here in a minute. They usually take about 45 minutes to kick in, and a little less than that, maybe a half hour. And then hopefully I'll be able to go out.
Yeah, Roger that. Like I say, it's in the air, dude. It's a change of weather. And every time the weather changes, it just messes everybody up. Well, messes me up, messes Carol up. I don't know. But somehow we get through it, right?
Yeah, like I was telling Ralph, man, you know, after a while you just get so used to it, or me, that it just happens, man. It comes and I gotta sit through it, and it eventually goes away somewhere in there. It ain't no big deal. You get used to it, and you know, you kind of just live with it there. All right, man, I'll let you go ahead and get yourself something to eat and, straighten out your night there. And I, like I said, I'm probably going to be out here for a few more, and then I'm probably going to shut it down and do my thing here there, Roger.
Yeah, no, Roger, like I said, I'm just going to go in there and get me something to eat, plug and watch TV for a minute. I'll probably fall out in 5 minutes later, so it is what it is. But I'll definitely try to get all of you in the morning, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I should be up and out here in the morning. Especially if I go to bed soon, I will be out here. So, just go ahead and feel up to it. Give me a holler. See if I'm out here. I'll answer if I am, obviously, duh. Anyway, man, we'll talk to you later, my friend. Yeah, have yourself a good night. You and the missus, and sounding good through the repeater and everything, so we'll get with you in the morning. WSSZ 793. I'll clear after yours.
All right, so Dave, like I say, we'll take the whip to the job site and see what happens, and see how it feels. Hopefully I make it back home.
Yeah. Wouldn't joke too much about that, man. Don't want to jinx it now.
All right. Good enough. Like I said, WSFT 902. I'll be listening.
Yeah, Roger that. Me too.
Station 847, WIUG 48, copy. WSIE 375 monitoring from Clinton Township.